I'm hearing that even though that the technology has advanced a lot and social media is thriving, and we seem to have made connections on that front, people are just feeling more and more lonely, Chuck, to be quite honest. They actually, if they were to open up to you, they would tell you that I really need meaningful connection. I really need support. I really need guidance. I really need all that so that I can move forward, not just by myself, but with feeling of a community. And this is what we are doing in our breathwork sessions. Not only that, we're clearing out the wreckage so to make new space, to create space where new goodies can come into our life. We're also creating a community, a meaningful community, so that people can actually share really their inner feelings, what they felt, what they're feeling at this moment in time. So, that's very important.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson, and this is the show where we tell stories of personal transformation and overcoming limitations. And our goal is that you can be inspired by these stories and learn the lessons from these stories so that you can have your own transformation and live a happier, more fulfilling life as soon as possible. In fact, now even. And so many very fast or seemingly instant transformations are possible. And my guests are not only experts that help with transformation, but they are people who have gone through their own journey and they have their own story of transformation. And today's guest is absolutely no exception. And you're just going to absolutely love her. So today I have UN Mary Lowe with me, and she is a confidence coach, a breathwork confidence coach, mentoring passionate business leaders and solopreneurs build a new confident self so that they can get their big mission out in the world, so they can build and grow their business, so that they can achieve their dreams and support their families. And really, when it comes down to it, and I've been mentoring business owners for almost 30 years, and I can always tell you money is involved, yes, but the reason why entrepreneurs are on this journey is because of the relationships in their life. And when you have your transformation, when you become that new you and you develop that business that is world changing, we're all waiting for that. And so UN helps with that. And we're going to have so many exciting things to share with you today. So, Yuan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. It's wonderful. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. And I'm very excited to have you here today. And so we've talked about how this is about stories of transformation and overcoming limitations. So, Yuan, just like everyone else on my show, the first question is, what's your story?
Well, my story. Well, as I said before, I was born into a really, really challenging environment, Chuck. All the adults around me, they were gambling addicts. So there was never any food on the table. And I had to figure out everything for myself. There was no guidance, no support, not much love, not much care. They were emotionally not really available for me or for any child that was around the house, really. So I understand that was really tough, and I became very angry because I sort of think to myself, why this happened to me and not, why me? And then I became really sad as well because I didn't celebrate my birthdays until I was a teenager. So yeah, until I got out of that situation, more or less, yeah. So I became angry and sad, and I was looking for ways to overcome those kind of low emotions. You know, I don't want to feel, I was just lashing out at different situations that is totally inappropriate. And I just think to myself, what is happening to me? So I try different things, and they helped a little bit, but nothing compared to breath work, which is when I broke through with the powerful, immensely powerful breath work exercise that I did, and cleared out so much trapped emotions inside my system, what I call clearing out the wreckage, as it were. And it was like, oh, I just feel it's like having a big stone inside you somehow, or stuffed stone, or just so stuffed everywhere in you. And suddenly you have all this space inside you, and a new experience then came into my life. New ideas, new way of looking at things, new way of thinking about or feeling about those experiences as well. So it really was, it was transformative and very, I want to say that I'm very, very grateful for those experiences now, not then, but now I do.
Of course, when you feel anger and when you're in that situation, it seems like there could be nothing worse. And now, but then looking back in a calm time, it's like, well, not only can I see how I've transformed, but now I get to be grateful for that.
Very grateful, because I realized that those experiences, they didn't do it to me, but they did it for me so I can grow. I was supposed to go through them.
I'm fascinated by this story, and I think that, you know, there's so much to unpack here, and so many things that you have learned as well. So you went through this experience, you're feeling the the feelings of anger, and that led you to breath work. So was there something there that, like, what led you to it? Like, how did you discover breath work? Was it by accident or coincidence, or did you go looking for a program or something? Like, you know, so you're on this journey and you're trying various things and breath work. So what was it ultimately that led you to it, and where it felt like, you know, this is the right thing for me?
Actually, I saw some shorts, you know, on Instagram, and I saw the people who are screaming and shouting and sort of like kicking, a lot of activities. Actually, I thought, whatever is going on here? And I looked into it much deeper, and they were releasing all that trapped emotions, all that trapped negative energies inside them, anger, sadness, frustrations, unfairness, whatever, guilt, whatever, inside them. So I thought to myself, well, I want to do this because I don't want this inside me anymore. I want to get it out. So I looked into it, and then I actually signed up onto a breathwork course, basically, and become a breathwork practitioner myself through the course. First, releasing, helping myself to release all that stuff first. And now I think to myself, I can do it. I broke through. So can others.
You know, I think I was sharing with you before this recording session, and I know my audience has heard me say this numerous times, that I just find it fascinating, amazing, and is something that I'm grateful for, is that, you know, when people have their transformation and they feel better, that one of the very next things in that journey is, I want to help others on their journey as well. At what point in how things progressed, I mean, presumably this is over a period of some sort of time, and so you discover breath work, you're now feeling better, you have your release. At what point did you realize, you know what, yes, I feel better, and I think I want to help others?
I think during the healing yourself, actually, during the process of healing, you realize that you are becoming more clear. You have more clarity. You're becoming more sure of yourself. Yeah. And you're attracting much better experiences, life experiences into your life. And you realize that all that you were able to do is because you have cleared out so much. You have made room inside you. You have made space inside you that you allow new goodies to come into your life. And then you feel kind of grateful and you feel kind of relief. And you also feel a kind of like obligation that to share this kind of powerful techniques with others who need your help, who need you to guide them onto this path of kind of catharsis or releasing, you know, all the stuff that is been there inside them for years that is waiting to be released, waiting for the right moment. Yeah.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you, because I think that there's definitely people out there and probably some listening in right now that are going, you know what, I really need some help with this, because I would like to have my release. I would like to have my transformation. And so a little later on, we'll talk about, you do have a free gift that will help them in on that journey. But I wanted to ask you, looking back, what are the biggest lessons that you learned from this experience?
The biggest lesson, Chuck, is that it's giving new meanings to those negative or what you consider bad experiences. Every experience, for me, it's a lesson in itself. If only that you can actually see it in a different way. Because I learned so much. I become a different person. I'm so different from who I was 10, 20 years ago. And when I started on this kind of healing journey or this journey of, I don't know, wanting to become a different person, really, I didn't like myself. In fact, I disliked myself very, very much. Because somehow that you feel that all those experiences that you had or you were born into a challenging environment, it's your fault. It's not. It really isn't. It's just something that you're supposed to get through and learn from it. I felt like when I was a child, I felt like I was like a plant with no sunshine and no water, because all the adults around me was emotionally unavailable. They were addicts in their own stuff. They had addiction. When you're addicted to something, you know, all your attention is going to there, not anywhere else. And on top of that, I felt like I was a plant that have a rock on top of it. So I'm trying to, this plant is trying to grow with no sunshine, no water, and on top of it, a rock. So, you know, it was lonely. I understand how it is for business leaders, for solopreneurs, stressful, overwhelmed situations that they're in. They feel no support, no guidance, how difficult it is. And I feel that I can help them. Yeah, in some way. Releasing and then becoming more confident, making better decisions that will impact not just their business life, but their personal life as well.
When you're working with people, are you finding that you're hearing some of the same things over and over again in terms of what they are struggling with? And if so, like what is it that you're hearing from them? Why is it that now is the time for them to reach out and to, you know, take a new look at what's going on for them and this new approach? What are you hearing from them?
I'm hearing that even though that the technology has advanced a lot and social media is thriving, and we seem to have made connections on that front, people are just feeling more and more lonely, Chuck, to be quite honest. They actually, if they were to open up to you, they would tell you that I really need meaningful connection. I really need support. I really need guidance. I really need all that so that I can move forward, not just by myself, but with feeling of a community. And this is what we are doing in our breathwork sessions. Not only that, we are clearing out the wreckage so to make new space, to create space or new goodies can come into our life. We're also creating a community, a meaningful community, so that people can actually share really their inner feelings, what they felt, what they're feeling at this moment in time. So, you know, that's very important. And really, by having this kind of deep, meaningful connections, people feel much more inspired, encouraged to go forward, to do the things that they haven't, that they're afraid of doing, but they know that they have to do. It's just a support system, a guidance system that is so needed in our present day society, I think.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, when they're, so if someone's listening in and they're at the sort of the beginning of that journey now, what would you recommend are the things they do next? What are some of the things they can do to start to feel better? What are the next steps they can take for their own transformation?
They need to really do something for themselves. So do look up someone, you know, on social media. There's many people doing it, and just look up and see if they resonate with somebody there who's doing breath work and so on, and try those exercises out, and maybe even make contact, take actions basically, and link up with that person, chat with that person that resonate with them, and to see, it's like you give that person an opportunity, but in fact you're giving yourself an opportunity, you know, to find the right help, to step on the right path, to begin the journey for yourself. So just take actions. Yeah, take action, take the right actions. That's important. And try out. Talk to people that you resonate. Try out those exercise, breathing exercise, and see what resonates with you. And then keep taking actions. That's what I would suggest to anybody who is feeling overwhelmed, stressed out. You know, so many things. The to-do list is just too long. And there's nobody to actually talk to or send out ideas and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know you have a free gift that's very much in alignment with what you just said, because if whether someone has experienced breath work before or you're hearing about it for the very first time, a great first step is to try it out. And I know that you have a free gift along those lines. So you want to tell everybody what that is?
Yeah, sure. Yes. I have a MP3. It's a daily breathwork practice, just 5 minutes a day. And you can just listen to it. I guide you through a very simple breathwork exercise that you can do on a daily basis. You know, when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed, and that will actually do some clearing of your, or regulate your nervous system, help you to regulate your nervous system. That would be really, really helpful, I think, so that you can download it and try it out and connect with me in Instagram, and then comment and tell me your journey through this daily breathwork practice, how it's going, how it helped you. And if you have any question at all, please connect with me. Thank you.
Yeah. Now we have, that's very generous, by the way. And if you would like to get that free breathwork MP3, and you're watching this on video, just look right beneath this video, because I have the link there. And if you don't see it, just put a comment and we'll make sure you get it. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, just look into the player on your phone. And so all the links are there as well. And as well as the links on how to connect with you. And And so, and yeah, I love the idea of them sharing on Instagram what their experiences are with that work. Now, so they download the breathwork exercise and they start to do this daily. What are some of the things that they could start to experience as a result of doing breath work, and how long until they maybe start to feel something different?
I think the feeling different is instantaneous almost. Yeah. Okay. And what they will actually feel more kind of in control of their own emotions, because they're regulating the nervous system. As they regulate the nervous system and they're able to enter into the parasympathetic system, which is rest and digest and relaxation, they would not feel so stressed out. They'll be able to manage stressful situation much in a much better way, I would say. But then they have to keep going, okay?
Yeah. So talk about that a little bit. Like, so is this sort of a one and done? Like, I have one lesson and it's going to change my life? Or is there more to it that maybe they should? I mean, it's a good introduction for sure. But what should someone consider in terms of utilizing breath work to transform how they feel in their life?
If they like the daily breath work, connect with me, maybe book a sessions of a much, you know, a proper sessions of breath rest sessions, whereby we would do a lot of clearing, a lot of emotional trap, emotional clearance, and also exercise that you can actually learn to have in your tool bags, so that when you're in a stressful situation, you can actually help yourself as well. So yeah, that's what I would suggest for them. Connect with me. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, again, we have all of that information, all the links beneath this video and right there in the podcast player. So all of the different ways that you can connect and get that free breathwork lesson are all right there. Now, before we run out of time, there's a couple more questions that I want to ask you, because one of the things I found, you know, as an entrepreneur for almost 30 years is that, you know, my business only grows to the extent that I do. And I had to grow myself in order to grow my business. And a big part of that are books. You can see just a few of them behind me. There's even more in the closet there in boxes. And more recently, using audiobooks. And so audiobooks is just, you know, it's just taken my consumption of just such great wisdom and learning and things that can help me in everyday life to a whole new level, and I can consume it faster than ever before. So I want, you know, we're kind of creating a bit of a resource and recommendations for our listeners. And so I want to ask you, is there a book that has been transformational for you or really stands out to you that you would recommend as a must read?
I guess the book that really transformed my life is the book by Dr. Viktor Frankl, and it's titled Man's Search for Meaning. Basically, he had to spend time in concentration camp, and he was able to transform that experience into a positive one. He found a positive meaning for that experience. And that is so inspiring, because whenever we go through some negative experiences or something that didn't go right, or something that went wrong for us, didn't go right in the way that we wanted, we feel that, you know, we're hard done by. But if you learn to see things differently with a new meaning, that really helps, because then you realize that that experience is actually so that you can grow into a much bigger you. Yeah. So, I mean, Dr. Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. I would recommend that, definitely.
Yeah, that's a great recommendation. And I've heard of that book before. That's not one that I've read. So I'm going to have to put it on my list as well. So thank you for that.
One book for you to read, Chuck.
You know, and, you know, thanks to audiobooks, I've been able to do that. One of the things I always had the desire, you know, to read a lot of books, and I'd buy them because obviously I wanted what was inside of them, but I had such a difficult time as a young child reading and retaining the information. I could stare at a page for an hour and not remember a word, yet I can listen to the audiobook.
Mm.
I can even listen to it at 2x speed.
Wow.
I can recall the takeaways and the learning lessons from it. And I think this is where education and learning has transformed, you know, so much, because, you know, in the 70s, it was read your book and do your book reports and all of this. And there weren't different ways of learning.
No.
We didn't have access to video.
We know.
We didn't have audio programs, or at least not ones that were any good. Everything was still on records.
Yeah.
And then later cassette tapes, which, you know, and that's where, you know, I have to credit someone like Earl Nightingale, who really transformed learning, because they came up with the very first recorded self-help programs. And so audiobooks through Audible have just, you know, absolutely, and it's not a commercial for Audible. They do not sponsor me. Although Audible, if you're listening and you would like to sponsor me, please do that. But yeah, it's been a game changer. So now I can get recommendations like this from you, and I can consume them very, very quickly.
Yeah, I think audiobook is the way to go, to be quite honest, in the modern day life that we live. Audiobooks is amazing. Such a time saving device, really.
Yeah. It's so much easier. I'm always envious of people who can just pick up a book and flip the pages and read it in a couple of hours. It takes me a couple of years to do it that way. Yeah. So, maybe I should start doing infomercials for Audible. So anyways, definitely not the point of this. But if you are interested in that, the book that UN has recommended, look right beneath the video and in your podcast show notes, and we put it there as well. And coming soon is our learning library, where we'll take all the wonderful book recommendations from our guests and put them all in one place. So Yuen, thank you so much. This has been amazing. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your story. And I love your energy. I remember the very first time meeting you at a networking event, and I'm like, oh, we need to tell her story. And I'm so glad that we've finally been able to make that happen. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Chuck, for this amazing, wonderful opportunity. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for this wonderful interview. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I want to thank our audience as well for listening in. And it is my hope that you take something that you learned here today and put that into practice, and to have your own story of personal transformation as well. So before we let everyone go, Yuen, any final words of advice or words of wisdom that you want to share with our audience?
Download the daily breathwork and start practicing and see how it goes, to see if you like it, because I feel that you will get something from it. It's valuable for you. And start doing it, if it's not daily, every other day, whenever you can. But start doing something for yourself. That's what I'm saying. Taking action. And then you'll feel, yeah, I did something for myself today. Great.
I love that, you know, because taking action is really how things change. We can think about it all day long, but we have to act in accordance to what we are attracting in our life. So you were attracted to this episode today for a reason. And hopefully Yuen and I have inspired you to take an action in your life. Maybe we reminded you of something. Maybe you were inspired to set a new goal. And if nothing else, then the best next step you can take is to download the breathwork exercise and start to do that habitually. Start with doing it once, but if you can do it regularly, even better. And notice the transformation or the difference that it makes in your life. The goal of this episode is to help you to write your own story of personal transformation and overcoming limitations in your life. And when you do experience your personal transformation, come back and let me know. I'll have you on the show to tell your story so we can inspire others to live happier and more fulfilling lives now. So thank you to UN for being here. Thank you to you for listening in. And in the meantime, this has been the Limitless Living Show with Chuck Anderson. And we'll see you on the next one, everybody. Thank you.